This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We are starting this week with a look ahead to that milestone I just mentioned. April 29th will be President Trump's 100th day in office. The concept of evaluating a president after 100 days comes from Franklin Roosevelt, though he was actually referring to the first 100 days of the New Deal. Still, this time frame has become a pretty common metric when we look at how a new president's campaign promises meet the reality of governing. Here's White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer on Wednesday talking up how the administration feels they've done.
There's a lot of executive orders that I think the president's been pleased with, not only what they've done or what they will do, but what they've done. I think when you look at immigration in particular, we see a very significant drop at the border. I think on jobs, there's been a lot of activity that we've been very proud to see American manufacturing and job creation.
So, okay, we have our own panel of experts to evaluate Trump's first 100 days. The mayors of Dalton, Georgia, Gillette, Wyoming, and Corvallis, Oregon. You know their voices. We've been talking to them for 2 years and spent the past few months reporting from their cities. Dennis Mock of Dalton, Georgia, Louise Carter King of Gillette, Wyoming, and Biff Traber of Corvallis, Oregon. We got them all on the line. Welcome back, you guys.
Thank you.
Glad to be back.
Good to talk to you.
It's nice to hear all of your voices. You know, my first question for all of you, really, and I guess, Louise, let's start with you. How do people in your cities feel about the first 100 days that President Trump has had in office?
Well, I think they still are feeling pretty good about it. Everyone is still optimistic. People here are pretty happy with some of his appointments to his cabinets. They felt that they were pretty pro-energy. And, of course, we are the energy capital
of the
nation.
That's what you produce. Yep.
So I think most people are still pretty happy with the president.
Oh, same here. Our industry's picking up. People are back at work, and the economy seems to be moving very well here. The whole general atmosphere here is pretty upbeat, so all is well here.
I know, Biff, that things are a little different in your neck of the woods.
Well, I was going to say they're very different here. I'd say energy fits into part of it. There's a trepidation waiting to understand what is really going to occur out of President Trump's promises. There's serious concern about impacts of climate change and immigration enforcement. But there's also energy, tremendous new energy motivating people to get involved in local government, get involved in politics. A lot of people have decided they really need to get involved to help deal with this.
One question I have, Dennis and Louise, for you, who are both in communities that have supported the president, how have they reacted, folks in your cities, to what we've seen as a series of kind of 180-degree turns on a lot of aspects of policy? So currency manipulation, NATO, supporting Janet Yellen, things like that. Do those resonate in your cities?
My answer in Dalton, Georgia is a lot of folks feel like it's about time. You know, we've heard need for change for a long time, and you know, we don't expect everything he promised to happen overnight and really happen at all, but at least make the effort to make some changes that we feel like we've needed for a long time.
So it doesn't bother you that, say, some of the things he campaigned on, it seems like, at least right now, he's not going to do?
Well, I think all of us as mayors could tell you we didn't get everything done, and we're not going to get everything done that we promised either.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Louise, how about you?
Well, I have not heard any complaints yet. You know, it has just been 100 days. And like I said before, a lot of things have happened that we've liked. You know, he said that he probably won't go ahead with the Clean Power Plan. So I really haven't heard any complaints yet.
What do you all want to see in the second 100 days? You know, are there things that are particularly important to your constituents that you do or don't want to see?
This is Dennis in Dalton, Georgia, and one of the biggest issues we have right now, I think, to get us more on track would be to go ahead and start tackling immigration. They've pretty well laid out the plan to us that, yeah, we're going to secure the borders, and we're going to get rid of the criminal element of the illegal immigrants, but then what next is the next step, and I think once we get that resolved in Dalton, Georgia, that will really help the sentiment around here.
This is Biff, and I'd like to chime in on, I think, as you talk about immigration, the real thing we need is to take a step back and actually reform this system. We need, to me, sensible reform that builds on the work that many of these immigrants are doing, the taxes they do pay, and how we make sense out of it rather than simply get into this political battle back and forth over very simple messages.
Dennis, I want to follow up with you for a second, because you are in a city that is also 48% Latino. And I know that as a mayor, you have a delicate balance in terms of, you know, representing an area that voted for President Trump, but also has a very large Latino population. How's that been for you?
Actually, the Latino sentiment about Donald Trump is very much like everyone else's. They're all in favor of secure the borders. Let's get rid of the criminal element, and then let's get reform underway, and let's get it, like Biff said, a sensible approach. And they all want to get legalized, not necessarily naturalized, but they want to feel like they're comfortable here and legal here. Not enough was done, or anything was done, for so many years that they just felt like they were home free, and now it's in question again.
Are they scared?
To a certain extent, yes. You know, it's like they're almost immobilized in some instances. They're afraid to do anything because they don't know what the next step is. And we keep trying to put the message out there. If you stay away from doing anything wrong, you're going to be pretty much okay.
Luis, what would you like to see in the next 100 days? You know, some of your constituents said to me, we would love for coal to come back, but we're also very aware that natural gas may be a bigger worry than, say, environmental regulation.
Well, I think there's two or three things that we'd like to see here. Maybe a formalized plan to invest in clean coal research. I feel we're 8 years behind where we should be. With natural gas, we get that's just the natural market reactions is, you know, to the ebb and flow of the energy. But we feel we could do a lot with some more research here. Another thing that has concerned cities like ours, plus others in Wyoming and maybe in the other two mayor states, is the airports that Trump has talked about closing. That would kill so many cities like ours that we are hoping to show President Trump and his administration that we really do need that transportation. Also, his infrastructure spending, I hope that comes to fruition. And with also with the ports, we could use some more ports to ship our clean coal.
There is something that all three of you have in common besides being mayors. You have all, or currently do, run businesses. And I'm wondering, you know, the president has said government should run more like a business. Where are places that you think he can take good lessons from that? And then where are the places where you think, you know, there are some things I learned in office where government does not actually run like a business?
I mean, one of the things up front that if it's done methodically, which I'm concerned it may not be now, is to continue to look at staffing and staffing efficiencies. It's something we do here locally. We just went through 2 years of trying to take $1 million out of our internal operations as part of dealing with our local financial problems. Something like that done without all of the PR and without zeroing out budgets is the kind of thing I look at as an efficiency thing that comes from more of a business background that I think we can all benefit from.
Dennis?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Biff. I mean, we're going to have to look at some efficiencies in government, and I really feel like President Trump is starting to do that with talking about cutting budgets of departments and making them live a little leaner, and or even in some cases a lot leaner, because I think there has been a lot of fluff in the federal government, and hopefully he sees that and can do something with that.
I think as in business and as we've done in the city these last year and a half, where we've had to trim back, combining departments, we've found some efficiency doing that, where, you know, some were duplicating the services, so we have combined them, and that has saved us, you know, personnel plus, of course, revenue or funds. Trump has also talked about easing the permitting process for infrastructure projects, and I think that that's something that could help the government work a little more efficient. In real life or in real business, business can't wait that long. You've got to move at the speed of business, not government.
I think Louise hit the nail on the head. Deregulation is one of the things we're looking for, too, is freeing up a lot of the constraints of moving forward with business is going to be really important.
Well, I would. This is Biff. I just add one caution to remember 2007, 8, and 9, where the result of deregulation of one industry was the Great Recession in terms of phrasing, and we suffered through it and not as badly as other parts of our state, but we need to be very cautious about how deregulating we're making things.
Biff Traber, Louise Carter King, and Dennis Mock, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Welcome.
And have a good day, Mayor.
Thank you.